Well, asset manager Coronation released its interim results today, reporting a 22% decline in revenue, fueled by a drop in average assets under management during the period. The combined effect of this leading to a 26% plunge in earnings and dividends. The group, however, expects a better second half. The company's CEO, Anton Pillay, joins us on the line now for some perspective on the half-year performance and what will drive that improvement in the second half. Anton, thanks for your time this evening. I think let's just start with the overall performance. The interim period was quite challenging, volatile financial markets. How has that translated into what you've presented today?
Good afternoon, Siki. And to you and your viewers as well. So as you correctly pointed out, we saw a decline in our revenue to 1.6 billion rand, mainly as the result of the drop in the average AUM of 6%, or sorry, 8%, and that's versus the prior, the six-month period to the end of March 2018. What we did see was good cost control across our business, so our total operating expenses declined by 10% to 890 million rand, so that's a decline of just over 100 or just under 100 million rand from the prior financial period. And that was mainly driven by our variable costs decreasing by 18% and our fixed costs increasing marginally by 6%, delivering the headline earnings per share of 165 cents.
That drive in cost control, is that an ongoing effort, and how are you achieving that?
So the big driver of our operating cost is really the variable model that we have in place, the variable cost model that we have in place, where roughly 30 to 40% of our fixed costs of our total cost is ascribed to fixed costs, but the balance is really the variable cost, which moves in line with either the profitability of the company or the assets that we have under management. So in the current year, given the decline in profits and then also the decline in the average assets under management, we've seen the variable costs decrease. Yeah. And that generally cushions the business in these tough times, and that really is the intention of this model.
Let's come back to the assets under management. How concerned are you with this drive globally, and it's not just a South African phenomenon, towards passive management? What's that going to do to the future of active management?
So we still think there's a place for active management in the world. I think if you look globally, what you're seeing is a drive. And this is just on a global scale, a drive towards economies of scale where you've seen a lot of corporate action, mainly amongst the passive players to try and reduce the cost as their cost base increases. And what you have seen across in terms of fees as well, even though there's been pressure globally on fees in both active and passive funds, there's been a greater decrease in fees on the passive side, and you see some products actually being offered at 0%. If you look at the assets under management, I mean, in South Africa, passives still play a very small part of the total industry. In terms of international perspective, it is larger. Roughly, if you look at the US, for example, in the equity strategies in closed end funds, roughly accounts for about 40% of the market. But we believe that as long as we continue to deliver alpha to the clients, there is a market for active management, and we will be able to continue to attract those global asset allocators.
Now, you've successfully migrated your unit trust client administration to Indembeko Investment Administrators. That came with no hiccups and you were within budget. Will there be any tangible change in the experience of clients with that move?
Yes, so Indembeko is a South African black-owned business that we supported the establishment of. We transferred our register of our unit trust holders at the end of November last year. That has gone very well. It was within budget. It was on time. And I think more importantly, it had no negative impact on our clients. In terms of the infrastructure that we have in place there now, it allows us to provide a better level of service to our clients going forward, which may mean better reporting, better outcomes in terms of their requests for information, and also from a risk management point of view.
Your outlook is of for an improved performance in the second half of the year. Besides the improvement that we've seen in financial markets so far, what else do you think might drive that?
So I think if you look at our long-term performance, it still remains excellent, and we've seen a meaningful improvement in the short-term performance across most of our strategies. Mainly driven by some of the by our holdings and our views that we have in the market. So I'm hoping that that'll come through in the new year or in the current year. And then also, if one just looks at the performance at the beginning of 2019 across all markets, that has been very, very positive, and we expect that to kind of continue over the next few months.
You derive a large proportion of your income from the South African pension fund and unit trust markets. Are you looking at further international expansion at all?
So in terms of the international initiatives we have in place, we offer a range of products to internationally located clients. Those products, initially we offered global emerging market and Africa strategies. That's now been expanded to include a global frontier strategy, a developed market strategy, and a balanced strategy. We will continue to roll that out to clients located anywhere in the world, much as we've been doing for the last 10 years. It is a very competitive market. It takes time. And in terms of our process, we've continued to work with those asset allocators to not only sell the product, but also to assist them in understanding our investment approach.
All right. Anton Pillay is CEO of Coronation Fund Managers.